This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A 73-year-old woman's federal lawsuit alleging excessive force by the Loveland Police Department has been settled for $3 million. Karen Garner, who has dementia, suffered a broken arm last year when officers arrested her for not paying at a Walmart. Garner's daughter, Alyssa Swartz, said the settlement money will go towards 24/7 dementia care.
It's good to know that we can keep her in care and have her cared for, but there needs to be some change in this department.
The city did not admit any liability under the settlement. Two officers who arrested Garner and mocked her injuries still face criminal charges. Commissioners in Douglas County voted unanimously to leave the Tri-County Health Department Monday over a showdown about masks in school. The three members of the board voted to form their own health department. This comes after Tri-County passed a mask mandate for students in Douglas, Arapahoe, and Adams counties in response to an increase in COVID-19 cases as schools opens. Sedalia resident Ryan Arbush urged Dougco to leave the health department.
Just a huge overreach. Tri-County Board of Health is an unelected group of people who can impose their will on us.
But James Poplaski of Parker wonders whether it's worth the cost.
Please listen to public health experts. Let's mask up, keep our taxes low, and keep our children safe.
The move would take effect at year's end. Overnight construction work will close a short stretch of I-25 just north of Colorado Springs this week. Drivers should expect a detour to add delays of up to 20 minutes. The work is scheduled to wrap up by Sunday morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.